Out. Guys, coming next to the stage, Katie Johnston Smith.
Hi, I'm Katie Johnston Smith. I'm going to tell you a story. That's not a surprise. Sometimes your heroes can fail you. And when you're a kid, if your idea of who a hero is and generally what a hero does don't match up, it can be pretty devastating. When I was a kid, my heroes were Christian contemporary music artist Rebecca St. James, my grandmas, and Bill Nye the Science Guy. Obviously, they all fall within the same category, things my parents were generally okay with me looking at and listening to. Out of all of my heroes, though, Bill Nye was the only one I had not met. But he was also the only one I dedicated an entire themed birthday party to. So, as a child, growing up in a household that was not allowed to watch Captain Planet due to its severely liberal overtones, you can probably imagine how bummed I was when I learned that Bill Nye the Science Guy believed in evolutionary theory. I pushed my disappointment to the corners of my mind until one day I had a question about the rings around Jupiter. I had heard quiet rumblings in second grade science class that Jupiter might have a very faint ring around it. And for some reason, I had to know for sure. Obviously, I did what any 8-ish year old would do. I stole away to the family computer, dialed into my mom's CompuServe account, and emailed Bill Nye about it. At the end of the email, I tacked on something like, "Oh, hey, I also heard that you believe in evolutionary theory, but that's not real. Like, there's not really proof of that, right? So why would you believe in it?" Some vague amount of time later, my mom let me know that Bill had written me back. He wrote me a long and thoughtful response with lots of research and facts to back up his belief in evolution. As I read his email that my mother had printed out for me, my spirits dropped. I was shocked and saddened because, at the time, I was certain this scientist and educator could not have information that would trump what my parents and church leaders told me. Not to mention, he didn't even answer my question about Jupiter. In fact, the only words I very vividly remember from this email were, "As for the ring around Jupiter, I just don't know." I kept this printed out email for a while and read it from time to time. I don't exactly remember when, but at some point I got so mad at Bill Nye, I crumpled up the email and threw it away. Yes, I threw away an email because in the age of dial-up internet and using your mother's CompuServe email address to contact celebrities, I guess that's a thing I could do. Okay, don't worry, everyone. Eventually, I went to a place called college and wised up to a lot, including, like, how evolution is totally a thing and gay people exist and them having sex won't make all of humanity's skin melt off of their bodies. Hey, Bill Nye, you may have made child Katie really sad, but you have done very well for adult Katie. Also, if you still have that email printed out and laying around somewhere, can you please send it to me in the mail? Thank you. Hashtag Bill Nye, at Bill Nye. That's how this works, right? Okay, thank you. Bye.
I'm glad. When you told me you were going to tell a story about Bill Nye, I thought it was going to be, like, define your expectations. I thought it was going to be a story about how he wasn't cool. I'm glad to hear that Bill Nye actually is a cool guy. Of course he is. He must be. Did you have a Bill Nye-shaped cake? Was that part of your party?
My mom made, like, a round cake, but she put pictures of Bill Nye onto it.
Nice. Like Polaroids that you just cut up?
She took pictures of him off of, like, some science kit I had. She cut them out.
That's